The Mind Aware, 723.
Hey, hello, hello. Welcome to the show. You are listening to Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs. This is the show where you discover how to leverage the power of mindset to build your business faster and easier and quicker and all those good things. I'm Dana Wild. I'm your host. And if you want to leverage the power of mindset every day, then check out the Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs free daily newsletter. It's at danawild.com/mantra. danawild.com/mantra. Did I mention it's free? That's my favorite price. So today we are going to talk about how to stay motivated even when you're not seeing a lot of growth. We had somebody write in and she says, I'm seeing slow growth and I'm having a hard time staying motivated. What can I do so that I stay the course and am successful? Totally get it. And actually, that's my first point I want to make, is that I totally understand. I can be very much this way, be very impatient. You know, I want things to happen and I want them to happen quickly. And so I understand what you mean. Like, you want to have that hit of external validation or external gratification. Like, is anybody out there getting this? Hello, is this thing on? So I think I'm not alone in that a lot of us can identify with wanting that external validation. So I want to run by a couple of things here, and I want to tell the story that I'm experiencing as well. You have a few things going on with this story, seeing slow growth, so it's hard to stay motivated. Like, there are a lot of kind of feel bad words there, right? Slow growth, hard to stay motivated. Like, just, you can feel kind of it feels kind of trudgy. Trudgy, is that a word? Probably not. It feels like it's kind of trudgy. I'm going to make it a word. So, the first point I want to make in this, because there are a few things going on, is that whenever we're starting something, whether it's new or we've been at it for a while, we have to find something outside of the growth that keeps us interested and keeps us motivated. And I'm sure you have those things. I'm sure at the time you wrote this, you were probably in a moment of not 100% centered. I mean, that's the way it is. We have these moments where we're frustrated, and then we have moments where we feel better. So what is the thing outside of the growth that keeps you interested? So, for example, in my own life right now, we have recently launched a newsletter. You heard me mention it at the top of the show. And I was thinking about this newsletter for probably no less than probably close to a year. It was many months. And I was thinking about it, planning it, researching it, looking, reading articles, all this stuff, finding content, deciding what it was going to be, picking colors, all this stuff. And then finally we launched it. So we launched it and, you know, we had some growth, but it's not astronomical growth. It's slow, steady growth, right? And I'm okay with it. Like, it's really kind of fun to see that what I'm really excited about with this newsletter is the process of doing the newsletter. It's a positive mindset newsletter, so I get to read all sorts of positive stuff. I get to look at positive stuff. I get to create positive things. So it really keeps my head in the game just creating it and being a part of it. I love learning about it. I haven't done a lot of email marketing in that way, so it's interesting to me to have a whole different kind of marketing to learn about. I'm almost distracted by whether or not it's growing, and I haven't even been looking at the numbers much because I'm just so absorbed with all these other facets, all these learning processes, all the steps to doing it, all the ways of improving it, all the different details. I'm looking at it from a really fun kind of new angle for me, in that it's not all about how fast can this girl, how fast can this girl, how fast can this girl, how fast can this girl. And so I'm enjoying that. I'm really enjoying the learning process and the doing process and the day-to-day tasks with it. So having said that, sharing what I'm kind of going through, because this newsletter is really only a few months old at the time that I'm recording this. It's only a couple of months old. That is my first kind of tip to you, is really figure out what pieces of this project that you're doing, this business, it sounds like, that are the things that get you where you lose time, that get you excited to do them regardless, that get you so immersed that you kind of forget up to look at the numbers. Like getting excited and getting interested in this day-to-day stuff that you're doing so much so that you forget if it's having an effect. That's the stuff that actually has an effect. It's getting into the flow. There's, you know, many great books out there on flow. And it's really looking at how can I get so excited about something that I lose time. And so let's shift that word, because I've been talking about being interested and curious and learning and teaching. But let's shift that word a little bit to think about excited, the potential of it. Where it's going, where all these things that I'm doing today, how are they building and creating something for the future? What is that thing that it's going to be? What is the potential? Thinking about how people are going to love it and they're going to want to be a part of it and they're going to want to subscribe or buy or whatever it is that you're offering. When you start to juice up that emotion a little bit, where it's not now just the creating of it, but you're getting excited about the potential of it and the future of it, now you're not even thinking about growth. You're thinking about excitement and possibility and service and how you're going to help the client. So you've really shifted that emotion. Next, the next point I want to make here is that sometimes the pace you're at is exactly the perfect pace, but you just don't know it. I remember somebody talking about they were a new company and they had not many systems in place in their business yet, and they got a shout out from Oprah. And the woman that was being interviewed said it almost sunk the whole company because they could not handle the demand that was coming in, and they were gaining themselves a bad reputation for not being able to follow through on the things that they were offering because they weren't prepared. They weren't prepared for that kind of traffic that was coming through their system. And so what feels like slow growth to you might actually be perfect growth in perfect timing, unfolding exactly like it's supposed to. And so just keep that in the back of your mind. Maybe everything's just fine. Okay? Then the next thing is that you've got a story going on here about slow growth, right? Without a doubt. Seeing slow growth, it's hard to stay motivated. I'm seeing slow growth. It's hard to stay motivated. So what happens when you tell that story and you repeat that observation over and over again is that you see the observation, there's slow growth, and then you repeat it to yourself, and then you cement the idea in your unconscious mind, and your reticular activating system says, got it, slow growth. Let me see what choices we've got to make today. Oh, I'm going to help you choose the things that are going to keep giving you slow growth because that's my job. I'm your reticular activating system. I'm going to make sure that I match up more slow growth. Then you see the slow growth and you observe it and you talk about it and you keep putting it in your mind, and then your reticular activating system keeps matching it up, and then you keep seeing it and talking about it and putting it in your mind, and then it keeps matching up, and on and on and on it goes. So we like to say the problem is not the problem. The problem is that you keep thinking and talking about the problem. Maybe you've heard me say that once or twice, but that's it, right? The problem isn't that you've got slow growth. The problem is that you keep talking about it and you stay focused on the slow growth and you keep regurgitating it verbally and in your mind. And so then your reticular activating system keeps regurgitating it for you. When you have a story going like that, it's causing you to use a brain that makes different kind of decisions than the decisions you want to make. You want to use a brain that's got open creative pathways and thinking positive things and thinking like things are unfolding perfectly. And I love the things I'm interested in. And I love that this is building in its own perfect timing. And I trust that things are coming to me that are interesting and new. And I see opportunities everywhere. And I love that I can trust my brain to make the right decisions, right? So you want to be telling those stories that help your brain to match up and see the things that give you the result that you want. So we like to say, talk about the current situation in a way that feels good. Train your brain. Train your brain. By the way, if you want help with this, this timing of this show is right when the 6-week intentional action course is coming up. So you can check it out at danawild.com/action. danawild.com/action. I only do it once a year. It's incredible value for the dollar because I do 7 calls, weekly group calls that we get together, and the whole outcome of the course is that you accomplish 3 solid goals, 3 things that you want to accomplish. It can be personal or business goals, but you accomplish them over the 7 weeks and we do it together, and it's a really fun environment, and it keeps you on track mostly with the mindset too, right? Because you can't be around positive people every week and not stay on track with mindset. So get that story going. Get that new story going. Find a way to talk about the current situation in a way that feels good. Find a way to talk about the current situation in a way that feels good. I like my business. I like becoming immersed in it. It feels so good to lose time. I trust my brain to make good decisions. I love the direction I'm headed. Yeah, right? You've totally got this. I know you're going to just master this and you're going to have fun and you're going to see, like, it's so easy. It's so easy when you just get totally into what you're doing, right? Yeah, you've got this.